right, as you guys know, we announced earlier that it is World Chess Day. And today I decided that I wanted to talk to someone in our community who's very involved in chess, who could give us a little bit more information about what happens in chess and the nature of the game. And today we actually have the chief administrator for the president of Western Cape Chess, Mr. Andre Lewax. How are you doing this morning? Hello, Mr. Andre, can you hear me? It seems as though we're experiencing some technical issues. Mr. Andre, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
All right. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, well, the weather is quite good outside, and yes, it's International Chess Day, so obviously there's lots to celebrate and to take stock with. But I'm doing well, so thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us today. Now, before we get into our interview, could you please just tell me what you do in your job as president of the Western Cape Chess? What does a day-to-day business day look like for you?
Well, day-to-day, maybe I should mention, as the president of chess in the Western Cape,
yes,
Western Cape Chess have about six regions. That includes the Western Province, Chess Western Province, that's the Cape Town Metro, Cape Winelands District, where you are, West Coast District, Central Karoo, Overberg, and Eden region. And our task is to look at the administration of chess in the Western Cape, to look at capacity building and make sure there's an environment for players and administrators to thrive in the game of chess. That is basically, it's a voluntary position. Would love to it to be a full-time position because of the passion that we have for chess.
My next question for you would be, how long have you been in the position that you're in as president, and how did you get involved in chess?
It is my second term. A term is 2 years, so it's I'm president for the past 4 years. Basically, this is the fourth year, and I've started with Western Cape Chess when I was an additional member about 6 years ago. So it's basically I have about 6 years of experience of administration on a provincial level, and before that I've been working in the West Coast Chess as the deputy president of West Coast Chess Union. But of course, chess is a lifelong game. It is, as they say, the college of life, college of knowledge. And I've started basically playing chess in 1994, I would say, yes, as an active player.
Yes. So from your own personal experiences, how would you say chess has impacted your life? And is it something you believe that everyone should do?
Yes, definitely. Maybe just for the listeners also to understand why we celebrate chess, World Chess Day, International Chess Day, it is because, and I think that is also acknowledged by UNESCO, which is a UN organization,
yes,
and the World Chess Federation. It's basically to celebrate the contributions that chess have to intellectual development, as well as cultural diversity, etc. So I think if I can speak about how chess has impacted me, I've started when I was in, I would say, standard nine, I started to play chess. And I think it I got involved in the game accidentally. At that stage, I was at a very difficult stage in my life. I had not very good friends. Maybe I shouldn't say good friends. I believe in the good of people.
Yes.
And, but I've been got involved in some, I would say, activities where I've smoked weed and so on with my friends. I did not have any future vision. And because I got then involved with a friend that introduced me in the game of chess, I soon started to wanted to know more about the game and competitions. And then soon after that, I got more involved but academically. And at that stage of my life, I've not actually featured academically anywhere. And I could remember when my principal actually announced the top 10 learners that quarter, I was under the top 10. I think I was seventh in a few months. And then I realized the potential that chess has to introduce you to different ways of life and also to aspire to do much better. So I would say that is what chess has done for me. My parents also, if I look at the background where I'm coming from, coming from community where there's actually people lost hope in their life. Academically, as I say, I featured nowhere today. I've been exposed to lots of academic literature and activities where I'm currently busy doing a PhD in child and family studies. So I think that is, if I did not get involved in chess in my earlier years, I would not have seen a world that actually, where there's a better world, for lack of a better way. So I think chess exposed children differently. Chess helped them to think critically, and that is the kind of things that we celebrate. Yes, of course, it's an active sport, but there is so much things in life that you actually can also connect to the chess board and the complexity of the game.
Yes, and you mentioned, that's amazing, by the way, first of all, to see how something like a sport, someone would, you know, see as a sport or just a game, has impacted and changed your life in such a drastic manner. And you've mentioned that you've played since Standard 9, and chess has actually been around for more than 1,500 years. Yes. So it's been here for a while, and I know it was invented in the 6th century by an Indian empire called the Guptas, which is very funny. Yes, so that is amazing. So from your personal opinion and perspective, do you think chess could withstand, you know, the test of time and be with us for another 1,500 years? And what do you think we can do to make sure that, you know, we pass it down for future generations?
Yes, I think everyone can play a role, whether you can play chess or not. It's so easy to play chess. You can just go even on YouTube. There is short 3-minute, 5-minute videos that will show you how to play the game of chess. There's some computer apps on your Google Play Store or your cell phone actually that introduce you to the game of chess. And I think people in general, they love chess. There's a huge increase in terms of the numbers of people that play chess. I can say, for instance, just for this year, rated tournaments in the Western Cape, we have more than 5,300 players that have played active competitions in the Western Cape only. That is besides the number of people that is playing unrated tournaments. So this figure is possibly much, much higher than the 5,300 that are on our books. So I think there is definitely, we will stand the test of time because people love chess, children love chess. You will go to tournaments where we host about 400, 500 players at the time, and you would see the excitement on people's face. I can just mention, for instance, this weekend we have the Cape Winners Open that will happen in Impala. So there's lots of activities, and people celebrate and people love chess.
Yes.
It's fun. And the good thing about that is that chess is one of the only sports where women and men can compete on a board. So it is a perfect tool in an unequal society such as South Africa, where people from different genders, people from different classes and race can compete. If we look at the chessboard, it's the microcosm of society that we really want to establish, where people can be equal at least for an hour or two on a chessboard.
Yes. So my last question for you, Mr. Lawax, would be, what advice would you give any young aspiring chess players listening to us today who don't know where to go? They want to learn really bad, but they're very confused where to start, and they're looking for help on their journey.
Find out where your nearest chess club is. There's chess clubs across the Western Cape. People can also I think maybe via on the radio, you can share my details with them, and they can gladly get in touch. They can go to their schools, because school sports or school chess is very strong in the Western Cape, in Cape Winelands. And there's some top schools and top players across Paarl, Wellington, and the Cape Winelands region. So the schools is always the best to get involved.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Andre Lawaks. If you've just joined us today, Mr. Andre Lawaks, the president of the Western Cape's Chess Board, is here with us today talking all things chess and also celebrating World Chess Day with us. Thank you so much for spending time with us. I also know, Mr. Lawaks, that your son was the captain for the under 15 squad and he came in the top 10. So please send a huge congratulations to him. I hope to see him in even bigger heights and hopefully the Olympics or something one day.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me, and have a blessed day further.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.